To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. It was by faith
the people of ancient times won God's approval.
It was by faith
that the people of the New Testament lived out and shared the good news.
It was by faith
that the saints down the centuries stood firm for their love of God.
It is by faith
that the saints of today point others in the love of Jesus. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to go to another country, which God had promised to give him. He left his own country without knowing where he was going. It was by faith
that Philip left his home to go to the desert to meet the Ethiopian treasurer.
It was by faith
that Saint Teresa went to Calcutta to work with the poor.
It was by faith
that my friend Joe went to Pakistan to work with the marginalised. It was faith that made the parents of Moses hide him for 3 months after he was born. They saw that he was a beautiful child and were not afraid of the Pharaoh. It was faith
that made Peter visit Cornelius and share the good news with him.
It was faith
which made St. Martin help the naked beggar.
It was faith
that made Thomas Clarkson and others fight for the abolition of slavery. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Ruth, Esther, David, Samuel, and the prophets, through faith, conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of flames, and escaped the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength, and they became powerful in battle, and rooted and routed foreign enemies.
Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain better resurrection. Some faced jeers and floggings, while others still were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskin and goatskins, destituted and ill-treated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and caves and holes in the ground.
Not forgetting others over the years, Stephen, Peter, Paul, Agnes, Child Martyr, Lucy, St. Oswald, Thomas Cranmer, William Tyndale, Bonhoeffer, John and Betty, who worked in China in 1934, Jim Elliot, Janani Luum, Oscar Romero, amongst other people.
Others have shared their faith in many ways, and many still do, including Josephine Butler, Catherine of Siena, John and Charles Wesley, John Keble, Elizabeth, Mary, Oliver, Leanne, Isabella, David, Margaret, Emily, Carol and Paddy Henderson, who founded the Trust. These were and are all commended for their faith. Can we have a slide, please?
Don't worry about it.
On the first few verses of Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful people, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Wonderful, challenging words.
Wonderful, challenging words indeed.
But it talks about faith. It's all saints, celebrating all saints. So what's a saint, you reckon?
What characteristics does a saint have? What do we think characteristics saints have? We have a visual aid to help us today. We have a picture of a saint. Drum roll, please. No expense spent in picturing the saint for you. The Bible will say, we can't see what's going on. So, do a twirl. There we go. There we go. That's a picture of a saint. Now, this is a very special person. Do we know who it is a picture of?
You.
Picture somebody here today. Who is it a picture of?
No, it's better looking for John.
Who do we think it's a picture of, this outline? Jamie, would you like to tell us who it's of? Go on, Jamie, you say. Who's that a picture of?
Me.
It's picture of Jamie. Yeah, it's Jamie. It's outline of Jamie. So Jamie is going to be the picture of a saint for us today. Because we're all of us called to be saints.
Have they got paper and pencil?
They've got paper and they've got felt tip pens.
Brilliant. And you all wanted to wake up your brains, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, yes, you do.
It's been a while.
Right, on your paper, you can work together or by yourself, or if you sat by yourself, go and find somebody who might look nice and might know what they're doing. I want you to write down in fairly large letters one and possibly two characteristics or values that a saint has, in your opinion. There's no rights, no wrongs. So talk to the people next to you. Have a chat. Oh, we're fine here.
Love and
forgiveness.
Sorry?
Love.
Love and forgiveness. What have we got over here? So, yes? Your left hand's doing, yeah? And we've got faith and stickability. Perseverance and determination.
Great.
So what we want you to do now is to bring them up to us. And we're going to stick them up on this thing to show what makes a saint.
Sorry.
So bring them out. Yeah, well done. That's brilliant. Let me group them all up.
So it's only half a job, is it?
Yeah, that's a bad one for you.
Right, let's just do that one. I guess the biggest challenge is we've written what saints are. We've got faith, love, patience, compassion, good heart, courage, love, consistency, thought for others before self, listening ear, helpfulness, kindness, humbleness, passion, caring, holding love. What have you got down there, John?
Honest, friendly, got patience, tolerance, love, compassion, selflessness, a godly person, one who gives of themselves, patience, caring, understanding, perseverance, kindness, belief in God, and some things beyond our complete understanding. Does good, expects no return. Stick to belief, perseverance, kindness, trust, unselfish. All those wonderful, wonderful words that we've got there.
So how many of you, hearing all that, will put your hands up as being a saint? Or a partial saint? But there's one thing, actually, I think perhaps two things that are missing from there. And the first one is that saints are prayers, intercessors. They talk to God.
Yeah.
And they commune with Him, whether it's through prayer, through reading the Bible, through worshipping together. But saints, we're all saints. We are called to be saints, to be followers of God. And in the New Testament, Paul talks about saints. He says, at the beginning of some of his many of his letters, at least four of them, to all the saints in Corinthians, Ephesians, or wherever. But you have to be careful which version you're reading. Because that's the New Revised Standard Version. But in the New International Version, they use the word holy instead. I think I'd rather be a saint than holy.
Yeah.
But it really is amazing because, you know, we read out a list of names. Some of you might have picked up on, some you didn't. But some of them, I haven't a clue who they are, but I guess there are people like Olivia and Isabella and David and Margaret, Emily, and all the others who are actually saints. And I don't know about you, John, but in my life, I've come across people who I would call saints.
Absolutely.
Because they're rooted in God's love.
Yeah.
And they're not afraid to speak out for Him.
Yeah.
And they've actually nudged me in my faith, in my journey. And somehow in them, I can see and sense God's love. What's your experience?
Yeah, there's a certain person that always comes to my mind on All Saints Day, and he was a chap called Norman Cooper. And Norman Cooper was the vicar in the church that I grew up in Addiscombe, in Neath, west of all the beautiful address. And he came there after we had a vacancy and everything. He came, he's a very different chap to the previous vicar, but he just had the love of Christ and the light of Christ shining through him and shining through everything he did. He was a very humble man. And his humility shone through as well. You just thought to yourself, this is an incredible, humble servant of God. And I always thank him in my... Unfortunately, he died far too young an age. But I always thank him and go still in touch with his widow. And I now have his ordination Bible. She gave it to me. It's a very treasured thing in the house, Norman's Bible is. Because he kept me faithful during my teenage years. You know, when we all have wobbles and we all think, oh, do I have to go to church, Mum? And Mum's beginning not to have as much authority. Well, my mum's always had authority, you know, but you know what I mean. And you go, oh, do I have to go? It was Norman Cooper that kept me engaged with my faith. So that came in my life. I really don't know where my life might have taken me.
Do you say that every Sunday morning as well now? Do I have to go to church?
I wake up and say, shouldn't bloody practice.
But it's the fact that as people of God, people who worship God, people who come here week after week, amongst many others, we are the holy people, the saints of God. And it's very easy to forget that,
yeah.
That we're part of that communion of saints. And before the reading, we sang that song, Rejoice in God's Saints, today and all day. We don't have saints like us, we forget how to praise and thank God. And start acquiring that habit of prayer, however we do it, whether it's a Sunday morning, whether it's a special time at home, or whether it's rushing to catch a train or a bus or whatever you do, or sitting on a bus, it's taking those few moments just to speak to God. And we're all called to different things. So my friend Joe actually spent several years in Pakistan working with one of the really marginalised groups, language-wise, because she was called. And it wasn't an easy option for her. And some of us called to that. Others are actually called just to be saints where we are. And, you know, and I think that's, we forget that.
Yeah.
We are saints where we are. And it's that bit about compassion, about love, sharing other people's concerns. But at the end of the day, it's knowing that our hope and our faith is rooted in the love of Christ. And that takes us through so many things, even with difficulty times, and our sharing with others. And at the end, when you're sitting around for your, standing around for your cup of tea, do share with one other person, somebody who might have been a saint in your life, and how they've influenced you. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And it's different for each one of us. And it's not hunky-dory, I can tell you about my own experience, but that we've set our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who went through the cross for our sake. So if he's done that for us, then our love as saints must shine forth in all that we do and in our daily habits of worshipping, praying and talking with God, whatever we may. Thank you.
You.